the race for India's critical IT infrastructure audit. Cognizant's AI finds $200 million in employee chats. Chips for debt. We tell you about the new business model and Meta's plans to set up its first AI data center in India. Zoho enters hardware business with a new server, Nathula.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with cybersecurity, where the government is preparing what could be one of its largest digital security reviews yet. Now, the center is expected to announce a nationwide cybersecurity audit of critical government IT infrastructure in the coming days. According to multiple officials who spoke to us, the process of selecting audit firms is now in its final stages. Documents reviewed showed that seven firms, including EY, KPMG, Deloitte, have cleared the technical evaluation stage. Financial bids are now being assessed. The audit is expected to cover more than 60,000 ICT infrastructure nodes and around 40,000 data center nodes across ministries, state governments, union territories, and government data centers in India. The exercise comes on the back of concerns around cyber threats as they continue to grow. It also follows recent attention around vulnerabilities discovered in a CBSE evaluation platform, which reignited questions about the security of India's digital infrastructure. Moving to artificial intelligence, where Cognizant says AI is now helping it identify business opportunities hidden inside everyday workplace conversations. The company says it has generated nearly $200 million in incremental sales pipeline by analyzing signals from employee interactions across emails, meetings, chats, and other systems. Cognizant expects that figure to reach $1 billion by the end of the year. The idea is simple. Employees constantly discuss client budgets, projects, hiring plans, and operational challenges. Traditionally, much of that information remained with the people involved. Cognizant says AI can now connect these signals and build what it calls a digital twin of customer accounts. The broader trend here is that AI is increasingly moving beyond productivity and automation into business development and sales intelligence. Next up, GPUs are becoming more than just chips powering artificial intelligence. They're increasingly becoming assets that companies can borrow against. Indian AI infrastructure firms and neocloud providers are beginning to use GPUs as collateral to raise debt, a model that has already found a lot of traction in the US. Companies such as Yotta and NESA are among those exploring or using GPU-based financing. In fact, NESA's recent $1.2 billion fundraise included around $600 million in debt backed partly by GPU infrastructure. Industry executives say strong demand for AI computing power and limited supply have helped GPUs retain value for longer than many expected. For AI startups, the model offers a way to raise capital without diluting equity. And for lenders, it provides a hard asset backing the loan alongside contracted revenues from customers. While the market remains at an early stage in India, investment bankers say interest in GPU-backed financing is steadily growing as demand for AI infrastructure accelerates. Now, speaking of data centers and GPUs, a big announcement earlier today. Meta is partnering with Reliance Industries to build its first AI-enabled data center in India as a social media giant looks to expand its computing capacity amidst the intensifying global AI race. As part of the partnership, Reliance will develop a 168 megawatt data center in Gujarat's Jamnagar to be delivered within 2 years, which Meta will lease with an option to scale capacity further. And finally, an interesting development coming from Zoho. The software company has officially entered the hardware business. That's right. Zoho has just launched Nathula, an Indian-designed server platform built in collaboration with Intel and powered by Intel's Xeon 6 processors. The launch marks Zoho's first major move into hardware as it looks to gain greater control over the technology stack powering its product and data centers. According to Zoho, the server delivers similar performance while reducing power consumption by 12 to 18% and lowering total ownership costs by 20 to 30%. In conversation with us, the company's head of AI, Ram Prakash Ramamurthy, said that Nathula is currently intended for internal use rather than commercial sales. Zoho plans to deploy the servers across its own global data centers that support more than 150 million users. Development began in 2020 at Zoho's Nagpur center. The company says much of the hardware team was built using fresh engineering graduates trained towards Setu program. Zoho currently has a few hundred Nathula servers deployed and expects that number to reach around 2,000 by the end of this year. As AI workloads continue driving up infrastructure costs globally, companies are increasingly looking at ways to optimize everything from software to the underlying hardware running it. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Chandra Arshikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.